This is Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut, with this week's focus, Holier Than Thou. Dear friends, I can remember as a kid what a great comfort it was to live on the same street as the legendary neighborhood ne'er-do-well. You see, whatever my transgressions, they always paled in comparison to the misadventures of that wild kid down the block. And this convenient reference point always made it much easier to inflate my own self-worth and to go on and claim at least partial immunity for my own comparatively minor misdemeanors. You see, over the years, most of us have retained and even improved on this sort of self-serving peripheral vision. For all of us, there's a certain secret satisfaction knowing that there's a bigger sinner somewhere, maybe down the street, around the corner, or at the next desk. But God is not a game show host. You see, he doesn't measure our worth relative to the other contestants. The Father made us, knows us, and loves each one of us individually with infinite intensity. Jesus went to the cross for every single one of us. We're his beloved. And in his eyes, every one of us was worth Calvary. And that's the way he wants us to see our neighbors, especially the least among us. In this week's gospel, this is a lesson that continues to elude the master of the house. He's a Pharisee, successful, prosperous, and pleased with himself, and so much so that he's comfortable in criticizing Jesus for having anything to do with a person he judges to be a fallen woman. To Jesus, well, this is a teachable moment for the proud Pharisee, the penitent woman, the assembled guests, and for generations of Christians to come. Once again, Jesus pulls back the curtain and shows us the very nature of God, explaining what we can expect from God and what God expects from us. He dispels the myth of God as the auditor and avenger of sin. He reveals God as the font of love. We're created to be vessels of that love. But when we turn from God's purpose, when we deny his love, well, we fill the void with pride and all the rot that follows. As this gospel illustrates, the proud, the holier than thou, are at high risk of becoming the pitiful, the self-deluded, and least holy of all. Jesus spells it out for us in the simplest terms possible, and to make sure we get the point, he even puts the words in our mouths. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Our need for mercy, our need to show mercy, is a fundamental tenet of our hope of salvation. You see, Jesus shows us that the love of God is not some gauzy, ethereal feeling. It's paid out in the hard currency of mercy, both receiving and dispensing, both forgiving and being forgiven. Is there any among us who has no need for forgiveness? Well, obviously not. Then clearly we all have a need to forgive. But some truths, no matter how obvious, are completely obscure when we are blinded by pride, when we reflexively measure our worth relative to others, when we become the arbiters of right and wrong, when we equate virtue with our opinion, when we dole out our goodwill strictly on a transactional basis. My friends, in this brief parable, Jesus equates sinners with debtors and God's forgiveness of sin with the absolution of debt. Some of us have more sins to forgive, and consequently more reason to be grateful for forgiveness. God doesn't ration out his love to the righteous. He rejoices in the cry of the fallen. He pours his healing love on the penitent. And make no mistake, sooner or later, we all need God's forgiveness. So let's learn from the penitent woman. Let's throw ourselves at the feet of Jesus. If we come to him in love, in humility, in remorse, well, we already know his answer. Because you believed, you are saved from your sins. Go in peace. This has been Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.